Cape Talk. A Worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 3067 now, 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 rand. Good morning, Adam. Hope you are well. Let's start with the 2024 Summer Games, the French Olympic security concerns about the opening ceremony.
Now, we've mentioned one or two things on this before because it's real. The threats are being talked about. And the French president, Emmanuel Macron, says such are the threats and the risks that the Paris Olympics opening ceremony could be moved from the River Seine if, as he puts it, the security risk is too high. So what we have is an opening ceremony due to take place on the 26th of July, which is due to be the first ever Olympic opening ceremony not to be held in a stadium. The idea was 10,000 athletes would sail down the River Seine in 160 barges, cheered on from the banks by 600,000 spectators. Suddenly, though, with alarm bells ringing, the veiled threats to the Champions League matches we mentioned, the actual attack on the rock gig in Moscow, events in the Middle East, Israel supported by France at the moment. Could there be some issue there? So President Macron admits may have to move the whole thing, lock, stock and barrel, to the Stade de France. Loads of security, sit up straight. Very different thing. As he puts it, there are plan Bs and plan Cs. Well, I've just mentioned the plan B. I have no idea what the plan C is. What, behind closed doors in his own apartment? Don't know yet.
And then I saw this video last night. There's a race inquiry in China. How did a Chinese athlete win in Beijing? Because you had three other athletes essentially guiding, ushering him to the finish line when he, when they clearly, the three of them were clearly in the lead in that race. Adam?
Yes, it's not like all three of them had to pull up in the final half a kilometer or something. But yes, it's Kenya's Robert Ketter and William Gat, and Ethiopia's Dejene Hailu. Apologies for any pronunciation issues there. Anyway, they were pointing to the line. This is in the video that you can see, and slowing down, and then waved China's star runner, He Ji, past. He Ji duly wins it. He Ji is sponsored by a sports brand that also sponsors the event. So organizers of the Beijing Half Marathon are investigating. Why did three African athletes suddenly allow China's star athlete to win? Did something happen? Was it all a coincidence? Did money exchange hands? Was it a kind gesture? Maybe thinking, no, you win your home race, which isn't meant to be what sport is about. But at the same time, you could see perhaps why they might have done that. There again, if there's something to do with the sponsors, did the two Kenyans and one Ethiopian simply know which side their bread was buttered? That would be the problem, because that isn't sport. So yes, the Beijing Sports Board is seeking to uphold the spirit of fair competition. I know I'm pinching myself. China trying to make sure there is a level playing field.
And then finally, the Weirdos with the Beardos, a special and hairy event in Florida.
One for you, if you can get your tash going a little bit more here, Lester, I would suggest. I've got a bit too far to go. So, but yeah, this is about the American National Beard and Mustache Championships. Yes, there is one. Mustache lovers from across America, they gather each year. They have it in a different state. They've just had it in Florida. And they came together in hairy union, literally. 89 men, I mean, there were far more than that at the festival, but 89 men with hairy upper lips tied their tashes together. So that's why you have to have a sticky out tash. And in some cases, you know, watch out, wide load. They tied their tashes together with hair clips for a new world record. And they managed, the 89 guys, in hirsute entanglement, 60 meters. 60 meters is two blue whales worth of whisker. I mean, that's big. Of course, there could have been a few that were sort of doing the heavy lifting because they had extra wide tashes. But overall, the previous record, by the way, was 46 meters. So I'm mentioning this because I think there's a challenge there. I am sure that the good people of Cape Town could find enough tashed gentlemen and a few hair clips to beat 60 meters. Apparently, the main thing they do at the championship is to stand around admiring each other's facial hair, which I think is a glorious thing to do. And in the words of Brian Nelson, the boss of Beard Team USA, that's what they call themselves, you can't beating new beardos. I'm sure he's right.
Imagine one of them had to sneeze. They're all attached.
Oh.
And one of them had to sneeze.
How does that work?
And everyone just writhes in pain. Adam Gilchrist.
And for sport, how about all 89 of them with their tashes then have to drink soup? Just attached.
No, thank you. Adam Gilchrist.
There's something wrong with us, isn't there?
Yes, definitely. Chat to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Adam Gilchrist back with The Worldview.